Well, Māori leaders are gearing up for a national hui next month to launch their own inquiry into Oranga Tamariki. It's the fourth investigation into the Children's Ministry in recent weeks, but some say Māori are best placed to figure out where the ministry is failing them. Our Māori News correspondent Limarama McLaughlin reports.
The North Island Wānau'ora Commissioning Agency will spearhead a Māori-led inquiry. Its chair, Merepeka Raukawa Tait, says Oranga Tamariki has a lot to answer for in Māori communities.
Well, they operate particularly with lack of tikanga knowledge. They operate with little communication with whānau. They operate and target. It is seen to be targeting particularly young, vulnerable Māori mothers. That's what the information that we're getting coming back. And particularly Māori midwives are extremely concerned with what they have seen.
She's calling for Māori leaders around the country to meet in Auckland next month to launch their own inquiry into Oranga Tamariki. A leading Māori educator, Sir Toby Curtis, says he'll be there. He says Māori are best placed to understand what is not working for Māori.
I mean, how can people who are not Māori, who are not acculturated to our sense of nuance in dealing with behavioural misbehaviour, get it right? How can they? I will never participate in trying to help a Chinese family how they shall bring up their children. I don't know their culture.
The Takitimu District Māori Council Chair Des Rantima helped to stop a week-old baby being taken from its Māori mother in Hawke's Bay Hospital last month. The attempt sparked public outrage and led to the launch of three inquiries by the Ombudsman, the Children's Commissioner and one by Oranga Tamariki itself. But Mr Rantima says it's important Māori look at the ministry with their own lens.
If I think it's timely, I think it's valid and I think it's relevant because we have become aware that this is not a single event. And we've become aware that there are three such uplifts a week somewhere in the country for our people. And that's a significant amount of our population that have been taken away from their mothers, disconnected from their whakapapa.
The Executive Director of the Māori Council, Matt Tukaki, says Māori feel their voice has been ignored for years, but he's not sure whether a fourth investigation is the right move.
What we've got now is an opportunity for Māori to come together and start having a look at what a Māori-centred and centric model looks like when it comes to these sorts of services. We've already got Ngā Puhi with an agreement with Oranga Tamariki. We've got Section 7AA coming in. Is a fourth inquiry going to make a difference in what we already know?
Oranga Tamariki is aware of the latest inquiry and says it is in the middle of changing the way it works with wānau, hapu, iwi and kaupapa Māori providers. It says any insights into how they can change their practice are welcome. Mo te hōtaka o te ata. Ko Lee Marama, McLaughlin, tēnei.